Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
We've got a trending report before we get into all the local stuff. Legendary actor Val Kilmer passed away yesterday. Died of pneumonia. He was 65 years old. An iconic actor from Willow. He was Mad Mardigan.
Yes.
Top Gun. Batman Forever. He was Batman. He was in The Doors. Tombstone. He played Doc Holliday.
Yes.
I'm your Huckleberry.
That's a big one.
True Romance, Heat, The Saint, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Final appearance, I believe, was Top Gun Maverick back in 22, where they digitized his voice because he had the throat cancer and all that. But sad news, just a truly iconic actor. And what a heartthrob back in the day, right? Total sex symbol.
Especially the first Top Gun era, you know, like he was definitely... I know, magazine cover quality type
very
of
much
guy there.
So
like people love Val Kilmer, and again, like you said, he was part of the Batman history, so it's just so many things you can remember him for. And pretty sad to wake up to that news today. I know Josh texted us and told us, and I was just like, oh no, not Val Kilmer.
He's got a really good documentary on Netflix, I think, too, that came out a couple years ago that just kind of followed him around and what he's doing now. And I believe he was like living in New Mexico or Arizona. And if you want to watch that in honor of him, it was actually a really good show. So I think that's on Netflix. But for me, it's got to be probably Tombstone's the biggie, and then Willow, the Mad Mardigan.
Willow, for sure, for me. That brings back so many memories. When that, I was like, I just pictured him like,
Mad Mardigan!
He did Willow.
Yes. He was a bad mamma jamma. So sad day for Val Kilmer fans. We talked just the other day about how Megan Fox and MGK had their baby, and they announced that they had a little celestial seed. Do you remember that?
Everybody how could we forget that?
Everybody took that and ran and said that's the baby's name, celestial seed, which really I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah.
That sounds like a name that they would name a baby. Anyway, MGK cleared everything up and posted yesterday, wait, guys, her name isn't celestial seed. It's not that name. Mama's going to tell you the name when we're ready, so I'm on the edge of my seat.
Yeah. Hmm.
But just so you know, guys, it's not Celestial Seed.
Celestial Gun Kelly, is that her name? Her full
name?
Unfortunately. Morgan Wallen, when he bounced on SNL the other night and then posted on Instagram with his jet and put the words, "Get me to God's country," on there, that kind of exploded, and now merch is available that says, "Get me to God's country."
He posted that on his story yesterday.
He's making some money off of it.
Good for him, because it
as
went
he should.
Viral. Like, the Rockies posted yesterday. They said, go to Coors Field. Get me to God's country. The Broncos.
Just,
I mean, NFL, NHL teams posted it. So whatever he said went insane.
That's the thing. It's blown up. It's gone viral now.
It's the first time that SNL's gone viral in a long time. So honestly, they should thank him.
Some of the other ones that made me laugh, somebody said, "Get me to God's country," and they posted a picture of a Chili's. Another one, they posted a picture of an old Blockbuster. Somebody posted, "Get me to God's country," and then there was an Arby's sign advertising $6.99 surf and turf special. Picture of Bucky's, "Get me to God's country." So it's pretty good.
It's
people
funny,
are taking
man.
It and running with it.
I love that.
I love this kind of nonsense. It's just so silly.
I love a good viral meme. I'm
Me
kind of
too.
A sucker for those. Like,
is
those
it
are
too
so
late
funny.
For us to do one with this?
No, where should we do it?
I don't know. We'll have to throw something up on our Instas.
Let's go to the Home Depot next door.
There we go.
Get me to God's country.
Over
and then,
by the lumber.
One final thing in the world of music. Creed's reunion tour is going so well that they've added more dates. I might sneak some Creed on today, you guys.
Now.
I know, I might do it. I might do it. And get this, is this guy still relevant? Marilyn Manson. He's kicking
he's
off his tour.
With us?
His U.S. and European tour.
I truly didn't know that.
It's so funny. In today, I had my 90s station going, and Dope Show came on, and I turned it up.
Oh, yeah.
I was oh, my God, what are the odds that I was listening to that, and then this is making headlines this morning. That's a really good song.
It is, yeah.
You know, Mom was upset if I listened to Marilyn
of
Manson.
Of course
back
she
in the
was.
Day. He was the devil.
He had some of our bangers. Like, we used to love his music.
Dope
like,
Show
everything
is...
he put out was like.
I won't put Dope Show on the air today. That one I couldn't
do. No,
get
no,
away
no,
with.
No, no.
But
you
maybe some
do that.
Creed.
Yeah.
Maybe some Creed. If you're interested, he's coming to the Fillmore on September 25th. So
Marilyn Manson see him.
He'll be in town.
Let's wear our Nike Monarchs and our Jorts,
I
Jer.
Know. I was
Let's
like, go. I kind of want to go, but I would so not fit in with that crowd.
No.
Oh, you guess it's divorced. Well, it's divorced dad rock. That's what they call it. But you're dad rock.
Oh, no. He's talking about Marilyn Manson.
Oh, you're
Marilyn
talking about Manson,
buddy.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
okay,
Marilyn
okay.
Manson.
Yeah,
I don't think I would have
scene.
To visit Hot Topic or something.
You'd need some nose chains and some.
Dye my hair black.
Black leather. Lots
get a
of
chain
it.
On my wallet.
Your wallet chain.
Or yeah. I could wander in with that outfit that you just described.
Dude, Nike yeah, Monarchs and some jorts? Absolutely.
Yeah. Maybe New Balance even. I'm going to kick it up with
out.
Some New Balance.
Do it.
Bright white New Balance shoes on and some cargo shorts.
And a t-shirt that says Marilyn Manson's
Play
biggest
show.
Fan.
Yeah.
Play Dope Show. Dope Show.
That's all so right, good. So that's some of your celebrity crap floating around this morning. Katie, what's a few local things going on?
Yeah, well, first of all, go Broncos. I know it's not football season yet, but we got word this week that the team may wear throwback unis even more this season.
I love the throwback uniforms.
I do, too. The 1977 throwback threads, right? So
yeah.
The league
so
announced
good.
This week teams can wear the alternate jerseys 4 times this season.
Good.
So the Broncos uniforms include sunset orange, summit white, midnight. Night blue and the throwback jerseys. That's what we can
good.
Expect from
it.
Denver. I know.
And
I'm
the,
really
the OG helmets, like
oh, yeah, the white ones.
God,
and,
they're
and
so
they're,
good.
They're saying also with this new rule, you can alternate the helmets as well. So we're going to see
not
a lot of
helmets.
New looks for the Broncos this season.
No,
I'm
the
excited.
Powder blue. Yeah, the,
I want
yeah.
the
Broncos
blue
powder
helmet.
Blue helmets. Yes. Those one the orange crush years. Those were the greatest.
I like,
yes,
I like the throwback ones. And then there's snow uniforms, snow white. What
the
do they call them?
The summit white.
The summit
white uniforms.
Those are great.
Yeah,
those look really good.
Make those permanent.
Yeah, they're going to have a good yeah. look this season, so I'm excited.
Me too.
And, yeah, on
I
and,
love football.
Yeah, their play on the field as well as how they look. I think the Broncos are
I'm all about
look
their
good.
Outfit.
They're going to look so good when they're the Lone Tree Broncos.
Unis.
No, they're their outfits,
their outfits.
Their outfits
oh
today
God.
Are
all
the white
right.
ones.
Your outfits are
well,
so cute.
This is the other trending story with Denver as 23andMe's filing for bankruptcy. Did you see that?
We need
the
more spit.
Genealogy site.
That's why I never did these because they're saying they don't have any idea where this all your data is going to end up.
Well, here's the thing is 23andMe is one of the genealogy companies that did not sell your information, especially
for
to
now,
law enforcement.
That's what they say.
Well, but here, so the a former Denver district attorney is actually encouraging people who've used the site to go download their information before they take it all off because once they file bankruptcy and it's no longer a thing, your information isn't going to be available to you. So you can go to the site, download your information, and give it to the police.
It'll be available to the government still, though.
Yes.
And the dark web.
No,
the
well, they're web. Saying, again, that last part, they want you to give it to law enforcement. So Mitch Morrissey,
no.
he is the former
yeah.
district
district
attorney. So he has a company called United Date Connect. And what they do, his company uses the DNA data people have shared, and then they match it to DNA found at rape or murder scenes. And they're saying they see a lot of cases solved because of this. Now, here's the thing. They will take, this is what they say, they're going to take your DNA, they're going to put it up against all of the DNA from murder and rape scenes that they find, and they're going to figure out if you're connected to it in any way. They say people who submit their information, they're not going to know who you are. They're only going to
yes,
know the
will.
DNA.
It's
I know.
DNA.
I know.
It's
that's
your
the
DNA.
Thing.
Coming through your
they're
email.
Like,
they are
like,
lying through their
know
teeth.
Who, we're going to know who you are, but we're not going
to
look at
wait
it.
Wait a minute. So they're telling everybody to submit yeah. their DNA so yeah. they can get them for a crime?
And we promise we won't know who you are. So
what?
It's very convoluted, but if ugh. You've never done anything wrong, you don't have anything to worry
no,
about, right?
This is
if
just type of scam Katie falls for.
If you've never murder, death, killed, why would you have to worry about it if you're just helping people solve crime?
Then why
crime?
Wouldn't you just keep
because,
it to yourself?
Well, the thing is they're not just looking at you. They can then look through this genealogy through cousins and all
did you
of
know
the
your
people
cousins are murderers?
Are, well, yeah. I
no.
mean, if your cousin's a murderer and they're out on
I
the
ain't
streets,
no snitch.
Wouldn't you want them to...
Snitches get stitches.
Oh my goodness. But
no, I'm not
going to
do this.
Okay,
I've never done these services anyway, just because
neither
I never know where that DNA information is going
to
end up. And
I've
now,
always been told not to.
We
just
really
like you.
Don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, some other company might swoop in and buy all this data.
Oh,
now.
Yeah. And that can happen too. 23andMe
and
specifically doesn't sell your info, but somebody could buy it
you
from the dark web.
Do
you
services.
Don't know where it's going
to
go.
You don't need to do these
but
services.
If, again, the law enforcement is saying it could help solve a lot of cases if you do. So they're just putting the word out.
Okay. All right. For them.
How about this story? A Colorado woman was hit by a telephone pole. pole while driving along I-25. She said she saw it falling. There was nothing she could really do because if she tried to swerve around it, she was going to hit a car next to her. If she tried to speed up, she was going to hit the car in front of her. So she just had to brace herself, let the telephone pole fall, and it caused some trauma for her. $15,000 worth of damage to her car, along with whiplash and other things physically for her. But even at the scene, the law enforcement and the people who were helping clean it up, they were like, CDOT, the state, they're going to take care of this for you. Obviously, it's their fault. The telephone pole fell on your car.
CDOT's
you didn't
like, what
do
telephone
anything.
Pole?
CDOT's like,
I didn't
we're
see
not.
Anything.
CDOT said no.
Oh, are you saying?
CDOT,
they really were.
Here is their claim.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
The reason they say it is because they weren't, their attention wasn't brought to the problem beforehand. They said there wasn't an issue with this telephone pole beforehand that we knew we needed to fix. So if it just happened, well, that's not our fault. That's an act of God.
Yeah, it would be.
You need,
it's not their fault.
This is the thing. CDOT also, about a month ago, there was one of those express gates that flew open because of the crazy wind that we were having and actually struck a truck right there on I-70. Mm-hmm. Same thing happened. That woman tried to go to CDOT and say, hey, your little swingy gate thing hit my truck and I need you to pay for it. And they were like, no, hold on. We were not aware of a problem before it happened, so we are not liable. Here's the thing is in that first story where they say, well, we didn't know the telephone pole had a problem. That lady went and dug into the records. They hadn't done any maintenance on that telephone pole for over 5 years. And the state says they need to check them every 4 years. So she may have a case here, but she had to do a lot of work.
Good.
She had to do a lot of work to get CDOT to pay attention to her. And it's still, they are still mulling over. Over her case. We
we'll
don't
think
have
about
any.
It.
How's the
exactly.
poll? Is the poll
exactly.
okay?
The poll, you'll be
the poll
sad
is not
to know.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well,
do we lose the
we're
poll?
We're going to have to get a new poll,
we lost
Jeremy.
The poll.
Yeah, sorry.
Maybe, the poll
sorry,
is totaled.
That
in
poor
case you're driving
family
along
is probably devastated.
I know. That was Daddy Poll.
He's got poll kids.
It was Daddy Poll. So just in case you're driving around, be careful because the state isn't going to take care of objects that fall into your car. Just because that you think that they will. Like, ugh. I just thought the story
good
was
to know,
crazy.
Katie.
That's a crazy
sucks.
Story.
That is crazy.
So,
don't you kind of feel like this? Never mind.
No.
What?
Is it one of those stories where, like, if something happens, you like it's like a karma thing?
No.
Like that?
No.
I
you
hope
can't
not.
Think that.
I hope not.
No way.
Sometimes
that was
you think
just,
it.
It was just a
like
a
if something
awful
like so random and out of the ordinary, like you get struck by lightning, you're like, well.
You think they had it coming?
I'm not saying that.
Oh, my
it's
gosh.
It's just one of those, just one of those
don't
things.
Don't stand next to Jeremy in a
just one of those things. I'm just saying.
You're just out here throwing daggers this
I'm
morning.
I'm not throwing. I'm just I'm posing a question.
You don't know that woman
she
at
be
all.
Be a delightful woman. She's probably an awesome woman.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
She had that pole coming? Is
that pole
could have
been
saying?
A great pole. I mean,
my
it was a good
gosh.
Pole.
I didn't say she in particular had
lived
it.
A good
I'm
life.
Just posing the question.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else
well,
you got?
Denver is one of the healthiest cities in the country.
Hey, we're healthy.
Yay. We're ranked number 7. So they looked
we're
into.
We're number 7.
Who's healthier? Like, Colorado's such a healthy city.
San
or
Francisco.
State.
Really? San Francisco's number 1. So looking at this list right here, let's see. San Francisco's number 1, Hawaii, Honolulu, Hawaii.
Okay, that
2.
I can believe.
Seattle, number 3. Salt Lake City, number 4.
Well, they don't drink alcohol, so that makes sense.
San Diego, number 5. And then Portland, number 6, before Denver. All of these cities on the list make sense to me, except number 8, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I know how they eat up there.
They just shiver. Mm. Shivering
oh
is really good for you.
Shivering's really good for you. But the really last time I went to the Twin Cities, I had a bear claw the size of my head. So I know how they eat up there. And it gluttonous does not even begin to describe it. So that one
well,
kind of surprised
just- you.
Me no Minnesota in general like it's the land of cheese right next
hey,
to Wisconsin
they
like,
got to build up for the winter Katie
they do. That's what I'm saying it's a different
it's
lifestyle
a hard group
up
of people.
There exactly yeah. So that
oh,
one
I could go for a
me.
Cinnamon roll this morning
oh
but
my God.
The it is yeah. a big cinnamon city roll. And their food scene is on point so I'm sure they've got some healthy options mixed in there now it's fine but Denver our best rankings were in the food and green space categories we were number 13 and number 12
we're number 12
respectively. Huh. So, yeah, Denver, it's a good look for us.
Real
We've
good
got
look.
A
real slim look.
One of the healthiest cities
thin,
in the
slim,
country.
Jacked look.
Yeah. jacked.
We're jacked.
So this next story, Denver has a new, I guess it's kind of like an escape room type thing, all right? It's called Beat the Bomb. And what it is you take a team of people into a room, and it's five different high-tech rooms. Each one has a different challenge. And as you advance through the challenges, you earn time on your bomb clock, right? And then at the end in the last room, if you don't figure out that last challenge before your bomb clock goes off, no, it's a paint explosion, a foam explosion, or the other one is a slime bomb explosion. So if you don't figure out these clues before your bomb clock goes off, you get hit with a huge thing of spray paint.
I want to be hit with slime one.
You want
to
try it out?
I would purposely, because I want to get my money's worth. If I'm paying paying to do this and I'm in there, I'm going to be like, oh, guess I didn't solve it.
I don't want to be in anything that explodes.
Well, we talked about this, Josh. You and I aren't the biggest fans of the escape rooms.
I hate escape rooms. Yeah, I will never, ever, ever do an escape room.
Same.
Ever.
Never.
And Nicole's always like, we should do an escape room with some friends. And I was like, why don't we get divorced? How about that?
I know, because that's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I was in one.
Divorce.
And it was dark and there were strobe lights and you had to try to figure
it's horrible.
It was the
it's
most claustrophobic
stupid.
Thing I've ever
yeah.
been a part of.
I
and I we got out and I was like, I you'll never ever get me back in there.
Yeah.
It's
no,
the
and
dumbest
I
thing
but
ever.
If I were doing this one, slimy.
Yes. Well, and slime is the one that people have the hardest time beating. Only 5% of people who go through the slime bomb mission completed. 16% beat the foam bomb mission and 21% beat the paint bomb mission. So if you're looking into it, it's called Beat the Bomb. And again, looking to open up in Denver pretty soon here.
Well, I wish them luck.
I'd rather go to Topgolf.
Just one more story because you alluded to it. Trader Joe's hot honey mustard dressing has been recalled in the state of Colorado, along with 17 other states.
That's
so
great.
Just want to point that out. People love that
hot
honey mustard.
Your hot honey mustard
is so good.
It is good. It is good. So just be aware there's some allergens in it that aren't supposed to be in it.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Why did that stop?
Careful. I don't know.
Because that was such a big story.
Exactly. Trader Joe's.
Huh.
Ooh.
Ooh. All right. Right on.
There you go.
I didn't know. Hey, I want to know, speaking of new places, my sister sent me this. It's a place called Flight Club. Have you heard of this downtown? It's like a dart place. You go in and
I
you can play
heard.
Darts.
Yes, and it's like...
That's cool.
Yeah, like a whole bar setting.
Yeah, and
yeah.
like you pay and you get unlimited food.
Yeah,
and,
I did see
unlimited
that.
Food?
Yeah.
Katie?
It's pricey, though. We're thinking about going there for a birthday party, so I don't know if anybody's ever been there.
Yeah, sure, I'll
hit me
tag
up.
Along
let me
if
know
you
if,
insist.
Let me know if it's any good. Flight Club.
Okay.
There's so many places downtown that I don't know anything about because I just never go down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different spots opening up. You got to check
if
it
it's
out.
It's not in Littleton or Golden. I'm not going.
No. Come on. Venture out.
Come on, Jer.
Exactly.
Don't be such a dud.
Explore the world, Jeremy.
Yeah, I'm good.